immediately followed by Lady Soames' decision was like a double sonic boom, a cosmic cry to me saying, this stuff really works. A week later, the speed dial went crazy. I just finished writing my Feel Free to Prosper affirmations when there was a knock at the door. Manuscript back from the palace with agreed forward. Brilliantly composed by Prince Philip. General rejoicing. Michael Ward, copywriter, ghostwriter, Isle of Portland, UK. Feel Free to Prosper student, real estate consultant. Minerva's story. My name is Minerva. I am a 24-year-old California realtor, and I am writing this with all my sincerity and gratitude. I have been working with Maryland's Prosperity Program, and I wanted to share the wonderful results I have seen, all within weeks of applying the lessons. I have experienced amazing results, different and so much better than I had imagined, and I believe it is because of the simplicity of the first lesson material. I have closed 3 transactions, opened 2 new ones, and received many market analysis assignments from banks, which pay agents' fees. That's not all. I acquired 4 approved, ready-to-buy buyers, too. All of this since starting the lessons. And all of this is happening at the height of the 2009 economic recession in the U.S. I was a little concerned about something at first. I wanted more income, but did not want to take time away from my beautiful 2-year-old son. Well, guess what? Since applying Marilyn's techniques in the first lesson, I have manifested exactly what I affirmed. I always thought of success as the quote I once saw. Success is being able to spend your time in your own way. Robert Morley. Since all this income has been coming in and I'm attracting perfect business effortlessly, I have been able to save 2 whole days out of the week strictly for my son. I take him to the park, to the zoo, and we're creating so many wonderful memories, thoroughly enjoying the simple moments. And best of all, my entire mind is there with him. It's incredible. And everything I ever wanted, the best manifestation of all. A couple of weeks later, as I was writing in my journal, listing all the unexpected opportunities and income, I looked at my list and thought, wow, all of this within such a short time frame. I was getting ready to leave for a 4-day training trip. Listen to all that happened before I left. An offer was accepted for one of my clients that I only took out twice. I received a counter offer for another client. I funded on another transaction, which means it will close within days. I found out that all went well with inspections for another transaction, which will bring in a $2,500 bonus, and I got a referral from the same client. I received 3 new market analysis assignments in 1 day. I usually get 1 or 2 assignments a week. I met with new referrals and got an email from an agent I referred a client to about 6 months ago. The client bought a house, it closed, and my referral check is on the way. I then went shopping for new clothes, which I hadn't done in a long time. Okay, that was right before I left. When I came back only 4 days later, I had another client's offer accepted, 2 pre-approved buyers ready to begin their search, 1 successful close and another ready to close, 2 new escrows, a referral check, and a deposit in my account. All these great things were awaiting me, and the trip was wonderful, too, since my family came with me. Ever since applying Marilyn's lesson work, I found myself with so much more spare time to do the things I love and enjoy. It's then that I realized how much time we can waste on worry and doubt, and trying to figure out in our heads how we are going to accomplish our goals. Not in my mind anymore. My mind is clear and peaceful, and I trust that the higher power will provide me with what I need, when I need it, in an effortless way. With my spare time, I do crafts with my son, work on my scrapbooks, begin new projects, and just enjoy every moment of this life. Another amazing manifestation once again put me in awe of the power we hold within. I was listening to Marilyn's audio session about creating the feeling state of having it now. I was right in the middle of the exercise, envisioning and feeling myself having these perfect clients and getting them into homes quickly and effortlessly. My mind was there. My heart was overflowing with joy, and then the phone rang. I paused the audio and picked up the phone. It was a referral from a past client. Best kind of business an agent can hope for. He was ready to buy, fully approved, and wanted to meet as soon as possible. I set an appointment and sat for a moment in silence before returning to Marilyn's lesson. I was amazed. Later that evening, the little old negative voice in my head started to return. The market is so tough. It's going to be so hard to get him accepted in this market. Well, I immediately replied, "Can't you see? The universe sent me this client as a gift, and not only is he going to be perfect, I will find him a home effortlessly." Against all odds, I took the client out only twice to see properties before we found his perfect home. Not only was it effortless, he truly is the perfect client. His family is so wonderful and appreciative, and his daughters are precious. So much to be grateful for, it makes my heart sing. I have dreamed of this moment. I am so happy, peaceful, grateful, and excited. Thank you, Marilyn. I have a new outlook on life. Minerva Paniagua, Real Estate Consultant, Manteca, California. Feel Free to Prosper Student, Technology Company President and CEO. Poonam's Story. A degree from a prestigious U.S. university, experience working as a respected scientist in a multinational mega-corporation, a dream house in a posh neighborhood, all the automobiles of my dreams, a happy family with kids and a loving husband. What a beautiful dream. But alas, the dreamer is a penniless, no basic education, no guidance kid of a bank employee, bad-tempered father, and housewife mother in a lower-class neighborhood. That kid is now a grown-up adult and does have a degree from a reputable U.S. university, owns an aggressively growing multinational software company, has a beautiful dream house by the golf course, a loving husband that I chose, and two lovely kids. Life is full of comfort, beauty, and progress. I have confidence that I can attract anything at any time just with my thoughts. From nothing to a comfortable stage did not happen overnight. It took over 25 years. But once I grasped the principles, it was almost instant results. In my journey from a humble background as a small girl from Kanpur to one of an entrepreneur in international business, I realized that the maximum growth I ever experienced was when I had internal matters handily in place. Let me tell you, I was not a born genius. I was not given any opportunity that I did not create. I grew up witnessing the pathetic condition of women in the social class in which I was born. Not much support or money or resources were available to me. But I learned that the principles that I apply to achieve something are universal and that they can be mastered. They can be mastered and used at any time to create any desired results. When I was ready to receive, support came in many different forms and sources. A constant drive to improve made me go over many books that had been published. Initially, I was surprised to see that the things that went on inside my head before, during, and after the major breakthrough are the same things that are common in all achievers the world over. These are the same sets of universal laws that have been taught by most successful people and the oldest religions like Hinduism, and they work without fail. It is just a matter of what religion or what teaching or learning method suits you. I found Feel Free to Prosper teaches the same things, but greatly simplified for a learner to easily grab hold of and understand. Several years ago, I cut two pictures from newspapers and put them in my journal. One was a picture of a golf course, and another was a picture of a beautiful house with a grand entrance. I had heard that if you can see your dream, it can come true, and I wanted to have this grand house overlooking a golf course. Because my husband loves golf, and he has always worked hard to make me smile, I wanted to have it as a gift to him. I told myself that one day I would have it. Nothing happened for 2 years. Those pictures got misplaced. Then almost 2 years later, I found them again, and at the same time applied Marilyn's Feel Free to Prosper teachings. I looked at the photos, took a deep breath, and repeated to myself that this is my house and I am living there now. The next morning, I went for my walk and imagined myself walking out of that house. I already knew it was my house. My husband received a promotion at his job, and I manifested new contracts for my IT services business. Less than 2 months later, I closed on my dream home overlooking one of the most prestigious golf courses. I also had a fantastic mind-over-matter incident happen around the same time. There is a very reputable, extremely rich person in India whom I wanted to meet. I knew him in his early teen years when he was without money from a very poor family and surrounded only by negatives. I had forgotten all about him until about 18 years later when I read about him in the news more and more. He is now a well-known figure in India. I wondered, how, where could I possibly meet him? I tried and tried to reach him. I made a trip to India and visited the city where he lived, but I could not reach him. He was just too busy and was surrounded by too many assistants and security. I came back to Chicago and thought to myself, he is coming to meet me with all the time in the world. A month or so passed and he came to Seattle for business. He was on a 6-day trip to the western part of the country only. He did not know where I lived on this earth, and I doubted that he even remembered me. Without going into too much detail, one thing led to another, and he called me. We spoke for hours, catching up on both of our journeys. He then canceled all of his appointments and trips to other destinations, rescheduled his international flight, and flew to Chicago to meet with me and my husband. This is what Marilyn refers to as synchronicity. Since that time, one of the oldest companies in India approached me, and I have partnered with them in my IT business. They provide the infrastructure, manpower, and knowledge that have increased my business at least 5 to 7 times over what it was previously, and the growth continues to be consistent. My confidence is like a lion. I am a proven example that using these principles and consistent faith does produce desired results. Marilyn, I am so glad to see that you have dedicated your life to people in giving them hope and tools to live happier and more fulfilling lives. It is indeed an open secret that one of the oldest religions has taught that the universe is abundant. Abundant in all that is good and bad, desirable and undesirable, wanted and unwanted. One gets what one asks for, not what he or she meant to ask for. There is a great emphasis on the power of the spoken word, vani, in Hinduism. Vani simply means we attract what we speak. So we must be very careful in choosing the words that we use, whether we mean it or not. Feel free to prosper teachings mirror that age-old wisdom. Keep up the good work, Marilyn, and take it to more people who can benefit from Feel Free to Prosper. Poonam Gupta, Ike Enterprises, Inc., Chicago, Illinois. Feel Free to Prosper student, healthcare finance professional. Kevin's story. My favorite holiday is Thanksgiving. You never know who will be at my house on Thanksgiving. Often people whom I haven't seen in years find themselves invited for Thanksgiving dinner. We've had an off-Broadway actor and a Minnesota Viking fan. I am always thankful for my friends and family and for our blessings, and I love to share my gratitude with those I know and care for. Around Thanksgiving 2004, my friend introduced me to Feel Free to Prosper. Marilyn Janae had a gratitude conference call at that time, and my friend thought I'd find it beneficial. Well, the invitation to Marilyn's gratitude call has given me much to be thankful for. She has reminded me how much gratitude resonates within me. After the call, I started to practice the things Marilyn discussed. Within a few weeks, wonderful things started to happen. First, my real estate taxes were lowered. Then my federal income tax was lowered. A couple of months later, in early 2005, I signed up for lessons and the Feel Free to Prosper program. And 2005 was a wonderfully prosperous year. After applying Marilyn's lessons, I received a promotion at work. Along with the promotion came a sizable salary increase, double digits. I received many offers and presents out of the blue that year. Then, just 9 days into 2006, I received a payment from a business that included my principal investment plus 44% profit, just 21 days after I made the investment. As of 2009, while working far less hours, I've almost doubled my 2005 income despite the recent challenges faced in the economy, and I could very well surpass doubling my 2005 earnings. For all of this, I am thankful to God, my family, friends, and Marilyn. Marilyn, you and your prosperity lessons are wonderful. Thanks for helping make Thanksgiving last all year. Kevin Higgins, Houston, Texas. Feel Free to Prosper student, ghostwriter, literary consultant. Claudia's story. Feel Free to Prosper has completely transformed my life. Back in 2006, I expected to break $100,000 for the first time in my life. Only missed it by a few thousand dollars. Life was good. Then my husband got constant attention sick, and my business all but ceased to exist. Gone was my income, his paycheck, our savings, his 401k and profit sharing, our perfect credit rating. By the time we hit rock bottom, we owed the world and couldn't make payments. Creditors called constantly. We didn't even have the funds to declare bankruptcy. Usually upbeat and positive, I lost my sense of me in the ongoing morass of our troubles. I was so negative I didn't care if I woke up in the morning. Finally, I tried something I'd forgotten about. I talked to the universe, admitted I was out of ideas, and asked for help, any kind of help. The very next day, Marilyn Janae called. It had suddenly come to her, she said, to get in touch with a mutual contact who during their conversation mentioned that my husband and I were having a lot of trouble. Maybe Marilyn could give us some help? Can I say the rest is history? Because, oy, what a difference that phone call made. In our first conversation, Marilyn pushed the right buttons to instantly dissipate my gloom. I had to get back to being me, to being that positive energy force that always attracted clients. I immediately began reading her program, writing out the homework, and, after the requisite week, listening to the recorded audio. Within days, my jazz pianist husband landed a gig, then more gigs. Soon he'd gone from 1 gig a week to 4 or 5 with new possibilities opening up everywhere. I was totally hooked. Pretty soon I started getting results. A minor gig here, a slightly larger fee there. Before long, I had clients calling and students enrolling in my ghostwriting certification classes. Mind-boggling. Not long afterwards, when I got a referral to a high-ticket potential client, I knew it was a done deal even before we met. I wasn't hoping. I knew that my subconscious manifests my future, and I had programmed my subconscious using Marilyn's teachings and techniques. There was never any question. We signed a healthy contract at our second meeting, and I immediately bought the Feel Free to Prosper program as a gift for my dear friend and included Feel Free to Prosper in every one of my newsletters. Because I know it works. Because Marilyn has a piece of the truth that, despite her modesty, no one else has. Because she has a way of putting the ease and logic in universal truths so that the work is effortless, the transformation is painless, and the manifestations are guaranteed. My husband recently passed away, which brought additional financial responsibilities. But again, synchronistically and right on time, another high-ticket client arrived, just the right person to work with during the sensitive period. My upcoming writing class is totally filled without effort on my part. I also asked the universe, what now? And through inspired action, founded my new publishing company, Iridescent Orange Press. So in answer to those who keep asking me how I always have a steady stream of clients, this is how I do it. Marilyn's Feel Free to Prosper program has totally turned my life around and put me in control of my own destiny again. Best investment I ever made. I'm back. Claudia Suzanne, the ghostwriting expert, Tustin, California, ClaudiaSuzanne.com. Feel Free to Prosper student, fine artist. Bev's story. When I first met Marilyn online in a social network forum, I was running in circles trying to find success with my art. All my life, like so many artists, I've heard the phrase starving artist and all the sayings that went with it. You'll never make a living at art, you'll always need to keep your day job, and so on. My financial situation was dire, but I really wanted to work with Marilyn. So I took her posted comments to heart and simply trusted that something would work out. Within a week, I received a bequest from the estate of an elderly auntie, which was just enough to cover the cost of the Feel Free to Prosper program. Practically instant manifestation. Wow. I started to think that maybe Marilyn's state of mind was contagious. Over the course of several months, I worked on the lessons and things began to improve. I got clearer about what I wanted to do with my art. Animal portraiture, and I began to get commissions. I learned how to do better marketing and began to apply it to shows. As a result, I am better at closing sales, and have lost the fear of approaching strangers at shows. I take a few moments to see which paintings they are interested in and then go and speak to them about it. Each piece I've done has a story attached to it, and it's the stories and the interaction with the artist that make the difference. People like to be able to say they know the artist, and I've learned that I'm not just selling my art, I'm selling myself as well. I used to be such a naive. I thought I wanted to sit quietly painting and let people come to me. The universe led me to understand that what I needed was to learn to read people more effectively. Having that skill has benefited me immeasurably, not only in sales, but in successful relationships, both professional and personal. I have several really close friendships as a result, and those friendships are taking me in directions I might never have considered without having learned people skills. Hanging out with other artists is a lot of fun, and lately I've even been going to a recording studio to help make a CD, even more fun. I have also learned the value of PR and have developed good relationships with several journalists. I've become the go-to person when they want an artist's viewpoint or information about the local art scene. This in turn results in more interviews and a higher profile. More exposure equals more sales, which means more income. A couple of years after taking the Feel Free to Prosper program and changing my prosperity mindset, I manifested a trip to California where I had the great privilege of meeting Marilyn in person. Now I am working on marketing and fundraising plans and initiatives with the provincial head office of the SPCA, and I recently purchased a large format printer to handle my own work and that of other local artists, another income stream. I am also writing a book to help other artists learn what I've learned, and when it's published, my income will take another big jump. A lifelong dream of mine has been to create a strong sense of purpose within the scattered and disordered arts community in my area. Together with another artist, I started an arts council, which quickly morphed into an arts foundation whose purpose was to create an arts center in my small town in Ontario. Approximately a year and a half after we defined our intention, an angel stepped forward to fund the center. We are about to purchase land and buildings, and our center will be up and running shortly. Marilyn taught me that it's not enough to dream. When you dream, you have to dream big, bigger than you ever thought possible. When you give your dreams full rein, the universal source steps in to make things happen in ways you never could have imagined. As human beings, we are limited to our human senses. The source has no limitations. Trust it and let go. Bev Hanna, Beverly J. Hanna Fine Art, Toronto, Canada, bevhanna.com. Feel Free to Prosper student, author, Linda's story. I've known Marilyn via the internet and phone for a while. A phone conversation last fall ultimately led me out of a problem and to the right publisher for my latest book. Since I've known Marilyn, most of my aha moments have happened in connection with her, either after a conversation, email exchange, or simply going back to her teachings during a difficult set of circumstances. I had four books on the market, but the fifth, Reluctant Witness, Robert Taylor, Hollywood, and Communism, held a special place in my heart. It was a book I'd worked on for 15 years, dedicating much energy, time, money, and heart and soul to its creation. I felt as if I'd come to really know its subject, Golden Era movie star Robert Taylor, and it was as if I was telling the story of a father figure. When Marilyn and I spoke that night, I just lost a publisher because of a lack of meeting of the minds, and I was a bit down. Marilyn, too, was working on a book. She had an agent, and though our books were different and our situations equally as different, we shared a common goal. Finding a home for a work which, for both of us, came from our soul. This was deeply personal for both of us. As mentioned, Marilyn has always been there when those aha moments have come to me. This night, as we chatted on the phone, Marilyn said, "Let's manifest a publisher." I believe this was a Friday night. I religiously repeated Marilyn's tailor-made affirmation for me that next day, Saturday. On Sunday, I attended the Baltimore Book Fair. I wasn't familiar with that part of town and knew only one person there. I was out of my comfort zone, and I didn't think it would be a worthwhile use of my time. Things felt odd, but something told me I needed to be there. I needed to stay, so I did. I set up my table next to that one familiar person, and we chatted as others entered the auditorium. By the time most were set up, there was one large table still unoccupied. It was only after the public started filtering in that the table's occupants came into the room. One woman stood out in front of literally an entourage. I eventually learned this woman was part of a publishing company. The publishing company was predominantly a romance house and an invitation-only publisher, which meant they didn't accept anything not solicited exclusively by them. I visited the table and talked with the woman who was the publisher's marketing director, but she was also an author with her own cult following. She and her presentation were extraordinarily professional. I was impressed by the entire package. She asked what I wrote, and I explained that I was predominantly a nonfiction author. I told her about my Robert Taylor book and problems with my previous publisher, saying I was now in the market for a new one. Later that day, she stopped by my table to tell me she had called her publisher about my book. She encouraged me to submit to the company as they were branching out to nonfiction, and I thanked her for making the effort on my behalf. Less than a week later, I did submit, and in short order received notification that my book had been accepted for publication. In less than 48 hours after working with Marilyn to find a publisher, the universe had identified the right publisher. Within 2 weeks, I had signed a publishing contract. The project that I had been working on for so many years was put under contract almost immediately after I started working with Marilyn. I haven't looked back since, and I can see now that this publisher is so much better suited to not only this book, but to me and my work in general. I signed a multi-book contract with them and have two more books in the works. One is another biography, Jack Kelly, A Maverick Life. He was the star of television's Maverick. And the other, a novel of dark romantic suspense, which, as mentioned, is right up the publisher's alley. I later built a promo campaign which nearly coincided with the 60th anniversary of Robert Taylor's appearance in front of the House Un-American Activities Committee, and I enjoyed a cross-country book tour. I'm a firm believer in Marilyn's take on the universe. She has spent many years studying the laws and how those laws direct everything, literally everything that happens in life. If you let her, she will help you declutter your thinking so you can see and feel your true path in life. What seems like chance and coincidence will now become the joyous, delightful, day-to-day uncovering of all that the universe has in store for you. Marilyn, you certainly teach all of us how to find that pipeline direct to the divine. I thank God for sending you into my life. I've learned so much in the time we've known each other. Linda J. Alexander, Frederick, Maryland. AuthorsDen.com/Linda Alexander. Phil Free to Prosper Students, Photographer, and Invitation Studio. Paul and Sarah's Story. Paul. My wife Sarah and I launched both our businesses in the spring of 2007. I'm a photographer, and Sarah designs calligraphy, invitations, and beaded jewelry. A year later, we both wanted to take our businesses to another level and asked Marilyn to mentor us. We devoted ourselves to the mentoring and absorbed the lesson material right away. I even listened to the audios while I was running to train for a fundraising marathon. It takes a little mental focus at first to switch your traditional thinking from working hard all the time to letting your life and business run smoothly with Marilyn's profound insight. Marilyn and her teachings planted a seed that began blossoming into a big sturdy tree. The reputation for both our businesses has grown, and we're becoming a strong brand name around town. This opened many doors to prosperity in our world. The Feel Free to Prosper program taught us how to think daily and how to receive more in our lives. Many of the following examples are out-of-the-blue occurrences that were a direct result of this new thinking paradigm. Marilyn teaches her students how to receive. When Sarah and I ask for more business, more wealth, more clients, more accomplished goals and dreams, we are finally learning how to receive what we ask for. Both Sarah and I attracted more exposure and opportunities for our businesses. Sarah's bridal clients and connections in the wedding industry increased, and other vendors became more aware of her services. While mentoring us, Marilyn felt strongly about manifesting publicity for my big yellow bus, mobile photography studio. She insisted that my concept was a natural for media attention. Not long after that, completely out of the blue, I got a feature segment and live interview on our local CBS morning show. The video is now on my website and is a great marketing tool. I've also been interviewed by the Palm Beach Post for a feature story. Here are just some of the other results from Marilyn's teachings. My photography business is constantly increasing for weddings, families, and children, and bar and bat mitzvahs, proms, and other social events. But the increase in business clients has been especially significant. While doing Feel Free to Prosper homework, I manifested a job for over 10 offices throughout North and South Florida, an awesome project that took 3 weeks. I learned that when one door closes, another opens, and it can even open 2 hours later and be more profitable than the first one. A company declined my proposal. The excuse was their budget. 2 hours later, I got a call out of the blue for dozens of executive headshots for over 10 physicians' offices. Each day, I can't wait to see what's next in the big profit arena for me. It feels good to attract success. There has been a noticeable increase in repeat business, which means people love our work and we have grateful clients. Fundraising organizations have partnered with our mobile photography studio for mutual profit. For example, this past Christmas, I took 5,000 Santa portraits in 14 days. It's gratifying to realize that thousands of dollars have been transferred to charities as a result of my photography work. Sarah and I remind each other daily to be thankful for everything we are receiving and will receive. We're even more grateful for our friends, family, associates, and being able to contribute to important causes. We're also growing our dream of having foster care children in our home in the near future. We are especially thankful for a closer marriage as a result of Marilyn's Feel Free to Prosper program. We communicate more, we are more in sync, and the kiss and make up part is much quicker now. This September is our 10th wedding anniversary. We are grateful, Marilyn. Sarah. Before finding Marilyn and her Feel Free to Prosper program, both Paul and I had a passion for books. Not just any books, but books about success-minded individuals. After we got married, Paul and I combined our book collection to create a library in our home. Many of the books told us what to do, but Marilyn's teachings taught us how to think. Something clicked with her lessons and private guidance. Shortly after the mentoring phone sessions began, with Marilyn's mindset and our desire to advance our businesses and future together, results large and small trickled into our lives, especially out-of-the-blue occurrences. Paul's mobile studio photography business has grown with new social and business clients, including executive portraits for a major stock brokerage and for the physicians and staff of a major healthcare company. Our ongoing work with the Office Depot Foundation, including Paul's Santa photos during the holidays, has not only created profits for us, it has also contributed substantial amounts of money to children and family charities, even during the country's extreme economic downturn. I decided to give more wholehearted attention to my own invitation, calligraphy, and handcrafted jewelry business so that Paul and I could diversify our income with both businesses. An industry professional with whom I had been in contact for 2 years suddenly started sending me referrals, which will be ongoing. Paul and I will soon be celebrating our 10th wedding anniversary. Marilyn's teachings have also resulted in a closer, smoother relationship in our marriage. We are more in harmony, even while working together as a team in our businesses. We learned that success is right in front of our noses. With the right mindset, the right teachings, the right focus, you can do it too. We are glad and grateful that Marilyn is the one who jump-started another spark for our future. Paul and Sarah Finkelstein, Delray Beach, Florida. PaulStephenPhotography.com, YofiDesigns.com. Feel Free to Prosper Students, Home Builder. Valerie's Story. Something within me has always sensed that life is supposed to be easy and fun, and that there must be a way to actually make this reality work. And yet, with over 30 years of study in spiritual principles, energetic techniques, countless seminars, hundreds of self-help books, and even a degree in parapsychology, my search continued. In addition to my spiritual pursuit, my husband and I own a home building company. At the start of Marilyn's program, we had close to $1 million, all of our assets invested in completed new homes sitting on the market. It had been 18 months since our last home sale, which is a considerable length of time to go with no income. We needed a sale quickly, or life, as I had become accustomed to living, could change radically. I was diligently using energetic techniques and principles I had learned to turn my financial situation around, but nothing was changing or happening. And then I came across Marilyn's Feel Free to Prosper program. The basic principles of the program logically made sense to me, and something inside of me was strongly directing me to try it, so I did. Little did I know when I signed up for the program, the magic that was about to unfold. During the first 10 days of the program, almost daily I have received something wonderful from the universe, including unexpected dinner invitations, flowers, and compliments. And then a miracle happened. I got $843,400 in signed sales contracts, with an upcoming potential of an additional $300,000 sales contract the following week. And this was all within the first 10 days of the program. What occurred to me was, could this be the key to this reality I've been searching for? Could it be that simple? After all my years of study and all the programs and techniques I had tried, was this actually the key to manifesting? I continued to follow Marilyn's program. The next 10 days of Marilyn's program were interesting. Most of the days were awesome with all kinds of wonderful things happening, but then I had a really bad day. I was angry and frustrated. I reread Marilyn's lessons, and for the first time I had the tools to see myself through it. Previously, I never had a means to see myself through frustrating times, and I'd give up. But this time was different. I realized through Marilyn's teachings that what was surfacing were past programs running in my head that I no longer had to accept as my current reality. I had a choice. I was being given the opportunity to rewire my subconscious mind and create a new reality. So I applied the tools, and with that, the day that followed was magical. I was staging one of our model homes for a home show and went on a shopping excursion with my daughter. The day was amazing. It was as if I had a magic genie watching over me, granting my every wish. I had front door parking at busy shopping centers, everything I needed I found easily, and most things were discounted. It was a wonderful, fun, and incredibly successful day. That night, I wrote 37 things on my good things that happened list. I could have kept writing, but my hand got tired. So instead, I reread my list. And in so doing, what I realized was my life had become magical, and magical was my new norm. And it gets even better. With that acknowledgement, I realized that the universe has my back. The creative energy that exists is there for me, supporting me and giving me exactly what I ask for. And when this realization hit, it was amazing. I instantly knew that anything I want and anything I need, I've got it. I just need to get my conscious mind and my subconscious mind to agree on it. It's no longer, I wonder if it will happen. Now it's more, I can't wait to see how this one happens. And to know that and to feel that, wow. I have now been in the program for about 6 weeks. My home sales have now reached $1,168,400. I have three more potential customers that upon closing will add $868,000 to that. Within 1 week from now, $234,000 of my financial obligations will be paid in full. And although the financial rewards of Marilyn's program are awesome and wonderful, what's most profound to me is that after all these years of searching, I believe I have found the key I've been looking for. Life can be easy and fun, and Marilyn's easy and simple tools, when applied, actually make this reality work. Finally. Thank you, Marilyn. I am truly grateful. Valerie Piotrowski, Beverly Shores, Indiana. More Lesson 1 Results. Renee. I've heard many speakers being interviewed. I've listened to and studied the masters. Raymond Charles Barker, Dr. Murphy, Florence Scovel Shinn, Eckhart Tolle, Wallace Wattles, Napoleon Hill, the Fillmores, to name a few. But 10 days ago, my call to the universe was answered after I listened to Marilyn Janae speak on a show. Let me just say that the timing for this and the synchronization of her words with my soul were magical. She is that missing link that I've been searching for, the missing link to my manifestation of prosperity. The simplicity of what she teaches and how it permeates the subconscious is putting my business on fire. I purchased her program. She said, in 2 weeks, you will begin to be prosperous. In 10 days, the business I have currently under contract will generate close to $75,000. I'm in week 2, and this is so exciting to see what will happen next. I'm loving this new normal. Marilyn, thank you, thank you, and thank you for helping me put that piece together. Renee Daniels, Bellingham, Washington, BulldogBroker.com. Tina and Lamel. Our house is saved. Marilyn, I would like to thank you so much for your teaching. The exercises that you had in your program worked out where we were able to save our house from foreclosure. We manifested $10,340.28 and were able to wire this money to our mortgage company. I think the mortgage company was even shocked because every time we called them, they had to let us know that our house would be sold on June 17, 2013. Since we manifested the funds, I am now focused on our 25th wedding anniversary, which is June 25th. We have already priced some cruises to Cozy Mel. Thank you again for being such a great influence in our lives. Your teaching has been life-changing. LaMel, Little Rock, Arkansas. Good morning, Marilyn. I'm ecstatic to report that LaMel's last message is real. Hallelujah, we had a breakthrough. We originally thought the mortgage company would accept our application for a modification of the loan, but it was denied. The old Tina would have started fretting, but thanks to your teaching, I was relaxed and was neutral and released the mortgage outcome to God. We received money from a couple of unexpected sources. We employed your techniques and used the tools you taught us to manifest our breakthrough. Now on to the next thing, 25th wedding anniversary vacation. In the past, we have not enjoyed a vacation or celebration for any of our wedding anniversaries. Since next month marks the 25th silver anniversary year for us, we wanted to do something really exciting and memorable. We can't thank you enough, Marilyn. In gratitude, Tina, Little Rock, Arkansas. Update. It's now 2 years later. We still own our home in Arkansas, but we rented it to perfect tenants and it brings us additional income. Our family has moved to Nashville to start a new life. Karen and Harry. Hi, Marilyn. 3 years ago, my husband received a letter stating he owed $20,000 to the IRS. He was unemployed at the time this happened. He didn't file a couple of years, but we could not understand how they figured he owed $20,000. He was only a truck driver. We knew we needed an attorney to help us, but we didn't have the money to hire one. We saw on the IRS site that they listed attorneys free of charge. So we got one, and it's been a long road of court hearings, bank statements, paycheck stubs month after month. Harry's working now. There was another hearing last month, and they said that the final decision, whether they would take the offer the attorney presented or demand all of the money, was to be made in April, 4 months from now. They were waiting to see how much Harry made this year. We ordered your Feel Free to Prosper program on Friday, December 14th. My husband started the course on Sunday, the 16th. I am writing this on Wednesday, December 19th. Here it is just 3 days later, and he received a call from his attorney today. After 3 years, the IRS realized they made a mistake, and Harry only owes $700, which will be paid out of this year's refund, so nothing out of pocket. $20,000 hanging over our heads to the IRS for 3 years, and now we are free, just like that. Thanks, Marilyn, for creating this program and sharing it with the world. Karen and Harry, Olathe, Kansas. Miranda. Hello, Marilyn. I wanted to tell you how grateful I am for your teachings and relay some of the amazing things that have happened since starting your program. Before week one was over, I noticed an increase in my accounts online. I run an online business with several avenues of income. Also in the first week, someone who has owed me money for 8 years messaged me saying he'd left a check at my house. I wasn't home at the time. I got home and found a check for $2,000. I had completely let go of that money, thinking I'd never see it again, and boom, it showed up right at my front door. This week, I checked one of my accounts, and as of today, I've had almost a 200% increase in income for this month. I can only imagine what the rest of the month will bring, not to mention the rest of my life. I'm so grateful for this program. It's completely changed the way I think about prosperity and many of my beliefs in just a few short weeks. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful I was at the right place to receive this important message. Miranda Dockstader, St. George, Utah. SassyMompreneur.com. Part 5. The Feel Free to Prosper Program, Legendary Lesson 1, including access to the downloadable audio session. If there is a secret, I believe it is that anything and everything we want is already there for us in universal mind, waiting for us to make a clear-cut decision and receive it through our powers of faith, belief, and acceptance. Marilyn. My flagship Feel Free to Prosper program is a unique lesson and mentoring experience that will change the course of your finances and life. Your consciousness can shift within a couple of weeks, possibly sooner, and you will attract opportunities and increase your income, not to mention the other areas of life that will be affected. This is a profound shift that can last a lifetime if you apply yourself and let me guide you. The current version of the program consists of the digital lesson material along with my recorded interactive group mentoring. In this audiobook, you will hear the lesson material for Legendary Lesson 1 of the program and receive a link to the downloadable recording of the interactive group mentoring session based on the lesson and hear highlights of the session. The Feel Free to Prosper Program, Lesson 1. The Feel Free to Prosper program begins with Lesson 1, a powerful lesson that has traditionally produced results for my students, especially financial results, within 2 weeks. This is the lesson that brought floods of testimonials that established the credibility of the Feel Free to Prosper program practically overnight. Shortly after I created Feel Free to Prosper in 2003, the value of the lessons became obvious as testimonials poured in, and the program quickly expanded into the complete 2-month self-study format that it is today. This is the lesson that starts it all, the lesson that my students apply immediately and that commonly results in prosperity manifestations even before listening to the first mentoring session. Lesson 1 has created miracles in thousands of lives over the years. The wonderful student stories that you have just heard and that you will find on the Feel Free to Prosper website and social media sites are just a small sampling of my students' successes. As a listener of this audiobook, you are now going to hear the entire Lesson 1, the powerful lesson material and all related documents, including the highlights of the group mentoring session. You will also be given the link to access the downloadable recording of the companion group mentoring session. As you listen to the 2-hour session, you'll experience more of my teachings as I interact with my students. You will feel like you are attending the live call. Lesson 1 forms the foundation of the Feel Free to Prosper program and tills the soil of the mind to overcome the weeds of resistance to easily and naturally grow a prosperity consciousness. The proprietary techniques in this lesson have never been shared with the public before. They have been reserved only for the students of my program. With this lesson and my guidance, you will bear fruit. You will be given specific instructions to apply the lesson material for 1 week before listening to the audio session or listening to the session highlights. It's important to follow the directions exactly for your greatest benefit. The lesson homework does not take much time at all. You will spend about 10 to 15 minutes per day writing as I instruct, and the rest of the lesson will be absorbed in your mind as you go about your daily business. Your consciousness will be automatically changing to attract what you want instead of what you don't want. Your subconscious mind will become your friend, aligned with your conscious desires instead of working against them. How long will it take to get results? This first lesson is extremely effective, and my average student experiences a shift and monetary results in less than 2 weeks, and many experience immediate results even within days. For some students, it may take longer, as we all have different backgrounds and experiences, but we're all made of the same mind stuff, and the results will come as long as you persist. Here is your chance to learn and apply the most powerful prosperity principles available in a single lesson. It's time to begin your 2-week prosperity adventure. Let's go. The Feel Free to Prosper Lesson 1 material included in this audiobook. Part 1. Notes for new Feel Free to Prosper students. What actually is money? Lesson 1, The Spoken Word. Part 2. Follow up to Lesson 1 and Marilyn's Moolah Magnetizer. Part 3. Downloadable recording of the group mentoring session. Highlights of the group mentoring session. Prosperity Meditation. New Feel Free to Prosper student, welcome. Please follow my step-by-step instructions exactly as I present them and in the proper sequence. The program is divided into 3 parts. You will find instructions before each part. I will instruct you after each part when to stop the audio to apply the lessons in that part. Do not become impatient and move ahead more quickly than instructed. There is an important reason for the timing of the lesson material. Dear new student, please note that this lesson material is my copyrighted intellectual property and cannot be reproduced in whole or in part, in any form or format, electronically or in print, without my express written permission. Part 1. Please listen only to the following 3 sections at this time. Notes for new Feel Free to Prosper students. What actually is money? Lesson 1, The Spoken Word. Apply Lesson 1, The Spoken Word, for 3 or 4 days. Do not continue to Part 2 until you have done this. If you would also like to be able to read this lesson material, grab a copy of the paperback or Kindle book. Notes for new Feel Free to Prosper students. New prosperity student, please listen to these notes before you begin the lessons that follow. You may refer to these notes at any time to help and encourage you while you are applying the lesson work. Simplicity of lesson. First, please do not be fooled by the simplistic appearance of the lesson. It may seem simple, but it is profoundly powerful. There are plenty of books and much information in the marketplace that approach the laws from an intellectual and philosophical standpoint. However, to get results, we must learn to apply the laws directly and incorporate them in our consciousness. The subconscious responds to ideas that are simple and to the point. The advertising and marketing industries have known this for a long time. We are fertilizing the soil of your mind to prepare for planting, but we are also planting at the same time. When inspired to compose these lessons, I realized that the simplest approach and techniques would bring the fastest results. The affirmations. Please do not change any words in the affirmations of this first lesson. I have specially composed each affirmation and purposely used specific words that will not create resistance in the subconscious. If you change even one word, it may prevent you from getting the intended results. So don't get creative at this time. Follow my instructions to the letter. Exception. If English is not your native language, then you may translate the words into your mother tongue. I believe this will help the subconscious accept them. You may also use both languages. When I had Lesson 1 translated into another language years ago, I had an excellent translator who explained that sometimes the literal translation of a word may not have the same meaning, so she was careful to translate all words into the true meaning I intended. Skipping a day of writing. Do not feel guilty if you skip a day or two of writing your affirmations. That is counterproductive, feeling guilty, that is. It's fine to skip a day if you must. Just pick up again the next day, but don't skip too much time during this initial period. Do not force. Easy does it. It is also important that you do not force this work. Easy does it. It's the steady input of information, the repetition that will do the job, but relax about it. If you are relaxed, your mind gets the message that what you are writing is a reality. If you are tense, you are telling your mind the opposite. Writer's cramp? Complaints about writer's cramp? Well, regarding the written homework, I always tell my students that you are using prosperity muscles that you haven't used before. A small price to pay for success, don't you think? You may break up your writing session if it's more comfortable. Maybe write 10 affirmations at a time and at different times. Again, what's important is the steady input into the mind. The fact is that handwriting greatly impacts the subconscious mind more than typing, so my instructions aren't frivolous. Here's the proof I manifested that should motivate you. The proof that handwriting trumps typing and the reason why writing affirmations impacts the brain to create results. University researchers in Norway and France finally provided the scientific evidence that I had been seeking since I began teaching Feel Free to Prosper in 2003. Here's the link to the article from Bloomberg Businessweek. Pen mightier than keyboard for making imprint on brain. Go to www.feelfreetoprosper.com/pen. The only excuse would be if you have a physical disability, in which case you will find the best alternatives to handwriting at this link, www.feelfreetoprosper.com/writing. You may take a short break now to read or download the article, or if you have a disability, the alternatives to handwriting. Do keep at it. The second week is an important time, and it's when most of my students experience a shift and start manifesting. The seemingly mundane work will pay off, and the audio mentoring session will bring a whole new aspect to it. Don't deny what you affirm. As you continue applying the lesson, your subconscious will begin to shift and will become your friend. It will alert you when you are making negative statements because they are not aligned with the new ideas that you are planting. You'll find that you are catching yourself at these times where in the past you didn't pay attention. This is a good indication of your shifting consciousness. Do make an effort, however, to stop your negative thoughts and words as they appear. Immediately, before you even finish the negative thought or statement, turn it around and replace it with the opposite, a positive statement, or with the lesson words, wealth, success. Your attention to this will greatly speed up your progress. Other signs. Other signs that indicate that your subconscious is absorbing the lesson material are, you will begin to feel lighter physically and mentally. It is almost as if literally a burden is being lifted. You will feel more positive and hopeful about your life situations. You will become more aware that solutions, results, and prosperity are possible. You will feel a confidence that you didn't have before. Many of these signs will appear even before you manifest any outer tangible results. It is the inner that produces the outer. Your inner world is preparing you for outer results. Apparent setbacks while doing this work. These appearances are the aftermath, the effect of previous lack thoughts and beliefs, the cause. You must weather the storm and ride with it. All of these new thoughts and ideas that you are instilling in your mind will result in new circumstances and conditions. So do not be alarmed by this and don't give up. Panic, anxiety, nervousness, and impatience will keep your results away. When the outer appearances don't upset you, and you can remain calm and neutral in spite of them, that's when results come. This too shall pass is an excellent reminder. Relax as best you can to release the fear. If you live in gratitude for all the good things, those other situations will resolve themselves. Keep planting new seeds, and flowers will replace the weeds. We live in a time-space world, and a certain amount of time elapses between the cause and its effect. So you are experiencing the effects of the old way of thinking. Soon you will experience the effects of the new way. Perseverance is the key. Reading or applying other prosperity material. I highly recommend that students of the Feel Free to Prosper program do not apply other material and programs relating to this subject, universal laws, prosperity principles, and mental or subconscious techniques while you are doing this lesson work. That includes even the wonderful books and programs that are available and the teachers and books I mention in my classes. The subconscious mind responds to some